state officials have been trying for years to build a new locked facility for the juvenile justice system. Without such a facility, some kids have been sent to adult prisons. In May, the Department for Children and Families unveiled a plan to build a new secure youth facility in Vergennes, partially on land that once housed the Week School, a former youth detention center with a troubled history. And as Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors reports, some advocates say it's a physical reminder that DCF hasn't done enough to reckon with the past.
The Week School, which went by a few names, opened in Vergennes in the late 1800s. It housed youth accused of crimes and kids whose families couldn't take care of them. The school was connected to the eugenics movement in the 1900s, and throughout its history, there were reports of alleged abuse, like beatings and solitary confinement. In March 1944, a boy held at the Week School told the Burlington Daily News he'd, quote, rather be pushing up daisies than go back.
The history of the school, it's very clear that the children were not protected.
Melody Mackin is a commissioner for the Vermont Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The panel is tasked with investigating discrimination perpetuated by the state. After the Department for Children and Families announced plans to open a new youth facility, the TRC released a timeline showing the history of abuses at state-run facilities for kids. Mia Schultz, who's also on the TRC, says the group hoped to highlight that the state needs to reckon with its past.
If we keep having new facilities thinking we can do it better without addressing the real reasons why we need facilities in the first place, we're going to continue to have the same history repeat itself.
And that's something we're absolutely committed to. It's learning from the mistakes of the past.
Erica Radke is Deputy Commissioner of the Family Services Division of DCF. The Week School closed in 1979. It was replaced 7 years later by Woodside, a 30-bed jail-like facility in Essex. The facility was run and regulated by DCF. In Woodside's final years, lawsuits, regulatory reports, and news stories detailed instances of abuse, unlawful restraint, and dangerous conditions at Woodside. And an investigation by 7 days found that top state officials ignored those problems. Radke says, unlike Woodside, the new facility, called the Green Mountain Youth Campus, will be run by a third-party organization, and DCF will just provide oversight.
We are committed to making sure we are in touch with all parts of the division to make sure if there's some important information that needs to make it up the chain, that it makes it up the chain, and that we act on it.
But some child welfare advocates say the state is investing too much into a type of facility that is more harmful than helpful. A recent report by the U.S. Senate found kids held at residential facilities often face physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. The harms are, quote, endemic to these facilities, according to the report. Matthew Bernstein is Vermont's child, youth, and family advocate. He says the state has an opportunity to re-envision its youth treatment system.
Our framing question should be, how do we keep families intact and how do we keep kids in their communities and with the people that already love them and are willing to care for them?
Radke with DCF says the lack of a secure facility in Vermont has led to kids being sent to adult prison and more uses of staffing, which is where a staffer watches over a youth 24 hours a day. She says the 14-bed Green Mountain Youth Campus will be a better option.
The goal is to make sure that it's rehabilitative, not so much that you're being locked away because you're bad.
8 of the beds at the new facility would be for short-term stays focused on crisis de-escalation. The other 6 beds are for longer-term stays. But Deputy Defender General Marshall Paul says he's concerned that the facility is still too big.
We don't want to see something that's used to, you know, essentially warehouse children when we don't have other placements for them to go to.
DCF officials say they'll review each child's placement at the Green Mountain Youth Campus daily. The project, which DCF estimates will cost about $20 million, is still in its early stages of development. And before construction begins, there's still a lengthy local zoning process that Vergennes city officials say will, at a minimum, span several months. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.